Oh, his comments were fantastic. It's just what the railway need. We're really keen to see this project progress over the next couple of years, and getting the support of the Chamber is just absolutely fantastic for us.
Now, initially I thought that the plan was to go to the Penguin Market, not into the Devonport CBD. How long has this plan been on the cards for?
Look, I think that's a natural progression. It's always been there, the idea of going into Devonport. I think that's probably one of the best trips that you could take is travelling in and out of the city, complementing the Living City project that's going on there. But obviously the Penguin Market was the one we're always pushing. It's a one-day-a-week train service down to the market, stop off for a couple of hours, and then enjoy the scenic trip back to Devonport. So, you know, that'll be a bit of a boutique train trip, I would imagine, that one. But getting into Devonport is paramount to the success of our railway here in Dawn. And also to the Devonport community and the northwest region. I think it just adds so much to the area and tourism in general. The number of people that we can attract to this city and to the region is incredible. We just recently had a demand survey undertaken by BDA consultants in Melbourne, and they envisage that we will see an additional 10,000 people into this region with the inclusion of these train services. So that's a lot of people into the area.
Now, a lot of people are saying that Devonport needs that one big thing. What is it? What is it? Well, you know, the Don River Railway has been part of the community for well over 40 years. And if you could integrate what you do there into the actual city, that just, that to me, is glaringly obvious that that would be the next step.
Look, I agree totally. Having been away from the city for a number of years, I'm back in the city again now, and it's clearly obvious it's lacking just that major draw card, that tourist spot for people to go to, and the infrastructure's already here. We just need to build upon it. We just need to create a much greater experience for people coming to the railway. We cater to the rail enthusiasts. We cater to families. We're running functions here. Birthday parties, all sorts of things. So we're becoming quite diversified in what we do. Hopefully we've received some funding. We'll build a cafe out the front. That'll generate the much needed revenue we need to expand and employ people at the railway. So, you know, everything's here. It's so close to coming off and becoming a reality in the next 12 to 18 months, hopefully.
Now, the average citizen would appreciate you've got locomotives, rolling stock and miles of railway, quite picturesque railway. So to the average person, why is it such a challenge for Don River Railway to get back on the main line, Barry?
I thought it would be easy too when I first started here, but it's not quite so simple. There's a lot of legislative requirements that we need to adhere to. We need to work with TasRail. Predominantly, they run the main line. They run it as a freight service, not as a passenger service. We also need to incorporate, we need to fall in line with their safety systems. We need to get accredited drivers. We need to ensure our rolling stock is up to a satisfactory standard, not just to our 3.5 kilometre train line. It needs to be to a mainline running standard. So there's a fair bit to do in that space, and it doesn't happen overnight. And unfortunately, we need revenue. We need to create the revenue to be able to pay for the rolling stock engineers and the railway track engineers to assess our track and also how we get onto the main line as well, make sure all our locomotives are functioning to an acceptable standard. And then we've got to negotiate with TasRail to work in with their freight scheduling as well. So none of these things, they all sound quite easy, but they're not. They're very long and convoluted, and they will take time, but I'm hopeful we'll get there in the next couple of years.
Now, the next question is, will this 100% happen in the next couple of years, or are there too many variables to get a definite yes?
Look, I'd like to think it will happen, but we are relying on funding. Currently, we've been fortunate enough from the state government to receive a substantial amount of money to put a business case forward, which, as I alluded to before, the demand survey was a part of that. We're doing an economic and financial impact statement, feasibility study. showing that how much money we're going to bring into this region, how we can stand on our own 2 feet. But for us to get to the stage we need considerable investment from state and federal government to upgrade the site to a standard that's required for us to go ahead and be a commercially viable operation.
So
I believe that they're reasonably supportive of it, but like everything, they need to see a pretty concrete business plan put forward.
So going back to those comments from Devonport Chamber of Commerce and Industry President Dave Ray, saying that he was calling for investment in the Don River Railway to get prioritised to fast-track long-discussed plans to bring the heritage train into the city and onto the mainline to Penguin. When and where did that discussion take place before it hit the media or over the last couple of days?
I think it's been an ongoing process for some time. I did present to the Chamber, you know, some 12 months ago on our vision, where we wanted to go, gave them a brief overview, and we have kept them in the loop ever since that date, just giving them regular updates on where we're going, what we hope to do for the region. So they've been quite aware of the Don River Railway's expansion project, and they see it as a real bonus for the region as well. So it's not something that's just come out of midair. It's been around for quite some time and been discussed for a number of years.
All right, squeaky wheel gets the oil, as they say, so you need to make a few more squeaks, and in the next couple of years hopefully we'll see some movement as far as that plan goes.
Yeah, look, I think so. It's certainly it's a good thing for the region. We tick so many boxes. We run a number of volunteers here. Our social responsibility around volunteers is fantastic. We hope with the expansion we can create jobs. We also, with the expansion, will increase tourism numbers to the region. So we're really showing that we're a very community-focused organisation, and we've got huge potential to just increase visitation to the northwest coast, which is sadly needed, I believe. It's not just about Cradle Mountain. It's providing other avenues for people before they get to Cradle Mountain to go and enjoy and experience unique things in the region.
Manager of Don River Railway, Barry Pickett, thanks for your time this afternoon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Lee.